know what song that is? I'm a bitch, I'm a loser, suck my dick, something chooser. It's that song.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 113 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX, and returning from his very busy schedule, the one, the only, the magical Philadelphia. Welcome back, sir.
Good to be back.
So we were in the car discussing Meredith Brooks' song Bitch, official video. Mm. Yeah. You're like,
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, so. Again, very empowering for the young ladies. No women listen to this fucking program. None. So this is like, you know, sausagefesh.com.
So this is like Danzig. Okay.
I don't know. Didn't Danzig get some kind of groupies? Like somebody like Danzig, right?
Village
nothing?
People? I guess, I don't know.
The village people? Look at you. Well, you're a huge Danzig fan.
I am.
Well, it's not difficult to be a huge Danzig fan because he's so tiny.
And I'm so fat.
Wow.
Zing.
I'm not a big fan of the self-deprecation there,
it
Mr.
happens.
Mr. Philadelphia. Well, dude, hey, welcome back.
It's good to be back. Thank you so much. I'm glad we are hanging out.
It's been a long time, sir.
It has. Way too long.
Well, you're a busy young man.
It happens.
Alive and well, as they say.
So far, so good.
So as we were driving here, in my head, I was like, I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to talk about this. No idea what any of that shit is going.
See, that's when you got to write it down or take a note.
No, it's good to kind of go off the cuff, in my opinion. All right. I just thought of something I was going to discuss.
Excellent.
You made an off-color comment in the vehicle discussing having sexual relations in the 90s with certain young ladies.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, is there a camera? I don't mind. And I thought about this. You really couldn't film yourself fucking until at least the 80s. Like, the technology at home didn't exist for, like, VCRs and camcorders and things like that, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of our exploits in the 90s was not captured on film in any capacity. And then as soon as the technology got into our hands and smartphones and things, sex tapes started happening. Like, immediately, I find it amazing that human beings, the first thing they could do with this amazing technology, this is my dick.
Yeah, well, you
I'm going to take a picture.
They just think, how do I get bitches? Oh, pictures of my dick. Now videos of my dick.
Well, then, and then, like, you know, all the famous people with sex tapes. The only reason we know who Kim Kardashian is, who, by the way, all right, we're recording this on October the 7th. Today's Thursday. On October the 9th, 2021, Kim Kardashian is hosting Saturday Night Live.
Why?
Thank you. And I don't even mind Kim Kardashian. She's kind of improved her life since she got held up in Paris a few years ago. She's become an attorney. She's working at people like freed off of like death row and stuff. You
really?
Ever heard about this?
No, I did not. I do not follow rich people. I just don't.
Interesting.
I just work for her.
She's kind of changed her whole dynamic. She was like before the whole robbery, almost killing me situation, which did happen, by the way.
That's
real. She was consumed with material possessions.
Yes.
But they're richer than fathomable. Like, they're very wealthy. And she's I just didn't care anymore. I don't care anymore. And so she did. She went back to college. She got a law degree. It's, like, happening.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The former President Trump, they met with him about, like, wrongful imprisonment of all these people. She got up there and she, like, was really trying to release people. Like,
I'm still waiting for the, like, you know, the twist.
No twist. She just almost died. Okay. And she saw that she was kind of an asshole and she wanted to fix it. And then she said, I have kids now. And if I do die, what do I want them, like, a sex tape? Because that's why she's famous.
That's amazing. That's a hell of a 180.
Good for her, though.
Yeah, no,
but
that's awesome.
Now she's hosting Saturday Night Live. She can't really act. She was in a movie once for like 5 minutes, and it wasn't really good. Or was that the porno? No.
Either way. Shocker.
With Ray J. Like, so Ray J's not even a star.
Who?
Exactly. Okay, remember the Moesha show? Moesha, Moesha, Moesha. Remember that show?
No.
Really?
Didn't
you
watch
never
much
heard of,
TV.
How about Brandy?
The singer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ray J is Brandy's little brother. So he wasn't famous. He was just her little brother.
He was coattails.
And then he fucked Kim Kardashian, and there's a tape, and then somebody released a tape, wink, wink, we don't know who. All of a sudden, she's huge and she's famous. Then because of this, remember when Bret Michaels had Rock of Love? On VH1. I was the greatest. It was my dream. I was like, someday it'll be Vex of Love.
Get vexed.
Because I can't stay married, so I figure it'd be good. But sorry. Hold on. Rock of Love's Bret Michaels, huge ratings grab for VH1. Right? Remember?
Okay.
It was a thing. It
was
huge.
Yeah.
They gave one to Flavor Flav, Flavor of Love.
I remember that.
Then him and Sylvester Stallone's ex-wife had their own show together.
Oh, no.
Did you know about that?
No.
Oh, he fucked her.
Wait.
Brigitte Nielsen?
Little?
Yes.
With big?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
They were like a thing.
Where's that sex tape? That must look like a fucking rolling mess.
But that was a thing. Like, that was a thing. She is in Germany, right? So, Brigitte Nielsen, is that how you say it? Brigitte? I can't say her name. She has like $100 million because she took half of Sly's money, right? So, she's stupid rich. And over in Europe, she's a gigantic star. Like, not here.
Like the Hoff?
Well, she's from there, and the Hoff isn't. That's why it's weird. Okay. But she's from there, so she's like royalty over there. So she has gobs of money that she'll never spend. So she just started fucking Flavor Flav and got a little VH1 show out of it.
Science experiment?
You never heard of this? I don't understand this. This is a long time ago.
He's a weird looking dude.
Well, yeah, crack. I mean, there's a reason they kicked him out of Public Enemy, because crack. Anyway, so that whole thing happened.
911 wasn't the only joke.
Aww. Aww. I loved that video. The first time I saw it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. They played on MTV. I had just come in from like hanging out with my friends. And I'm in my basement. And we have cable in the basement, thank God. And I'm watching. And he gets on the screen and says, "Hit me!" at the beginning of the song. And I punched the screen because I was like half asleep. Fuck my hand all up. Because back then, TVs were massive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you think you could hurt a TV? The TV could hurt you.
No.
That's like a fucking joke from Jakov Smirnov. What was it? Jakov Smirnov? He's like, in Russia, TV hurt you.
There's still, in the one bedroom, there's still an old TV.
Do you really have one?
Yeah, it's huge. It is. And huge. We don't know how we're going to get it out to the steps. Because this thing weighs a fucking ton, right? But, like, we're doing, like, cat math. Looking at every angle. Like, how did this thing fit in down the hallway upstairs? I'm thinking of just throwing it out the window. All
right, I know how you can do it. You have to lift it above the railing in the hallway.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. What I want to do is I want to buy those straps that, you know, you move the refrigerators with. And just tighten them up so they're like nipple to nipple. You know what I'm saying?
Get that friend who's 6'5".
Yeah.
And then...
buy him dinner.
Get a hand truck.
Yeah, I have one.
You can balance... if it's a real hand truck or one of the shitty home ones.
No, it's a real one.
So a real one. You can balance it on the handles.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, just don't drop it.
Ratchet strap it. Man, it's going to be...
Can you get it out the window? You can't. The windows are small.
I don't know, man. If I butter it up and have enough momentum.
If I butter it up. I love that sentence.
It ain't jelly, but I'm going to jam it in there. You know what I'm saying?
Jelly. Oh, Billadelphia.
You missed me, didn't you?
I did.
It's good to be back where I belong. As the rightful co-host.
Yeah, it's, well, everybody else is a guest.
No,
when you're on, you're a co-host, right? But when someone appears on the Vex on Vex podcast, they're just a guest.
I'm the Ed McMahon. I get it.
Ed McMahon.
We need a guest. We almost had one.
We almost had one.
He had to go paint or something. I don't know.
Well, he's an adult. And he has a job and stuff.
That happens.
All right, we're going to try and do the Facebook Live thing for the first time in a while with Philadelphia.
Hi.
Pretty exciting.
Face for radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Facebook Live. This is episode number 113 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is Vex X. If you look over here, Philadelphia's return. Can you see yourself?
Pew pew.
Pew pew. Hey. Hello. Hey, look, there's a sign behind us. It's backwards because I'm doing the thing. The Vex on Vex podcast. But it exists. I can't even set this. There we go. Is that better? No, I think my thingy's messed up.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. We'll have to shoot
this way.
Phone
needs a weight loss plan.
Hey!
Get out, phone.
So,
no fat things.
Aw. Has anything colorful happened in the world of Philadelphia recently?
Not that I want to talk about for legal reasons,
but
everything's been hunky-dory, I suppose. I've been working, you know, COVID's going away, so fuck everything. Let's just get back to work.
We were discussing in the car the variants.
Yeah.
So the industry technically, air quotes, could shut down.
Yeah, I mean, if there's another surge in the Delta or the, what's the other one, the Mu? It's like MU. The Mew?
Oh, I don't know.
It's another variant that's in like New Orleans and Africa and shit. It's just two exclusive places.
I don't want to be one of those people. I don't know, man. I had COVID. It sucked for about a day and a half.
I had it and it was like a walk in the park.
Like, it's, I don't
know. Stuffy
nose. And I know people died from it. Like, I'm not ridiculous. I know people die from it. I wasn't one of those people.
No, it's
unfortunate
sort of,
for you.
It goes after the week.
I don't know, man.
It's nature's filter.
I think it's time to just kind of call it a day and
just get back on.
Yeah, let it lay where it lays. And then you can't go to concerts unless you're vaccinated. You can't, like, it's just a fucking weird
ordeal.
Yeah,
they have us, like, you know, I have to load up. Oh, shit, I got to load up paperwork tonight to work Friday. I got to make sure everything's, you know, on the up and up with the passes and all.
You need a booster.
I don't know about the booster yet.
What do you mean? They didn't ask for it?
No. But we have to have our, we got to load up our vaccination cards to our job site so they have it on file.
How hard could it be to get a fake vaccination fucking card?
Okay, apparently, there's people out there with them. Hockey players under Evander Kane from the San Jose Sharks.
Tell me!
Is under investigation for using a fake card. The NHL is investigating them. Like, you know how this is. Corporations take this serious. Even though they do other things, nobody has to, you know, politicians go out there without masks. It's okay when they do it, but do as I say, not as I do. It's all a fucking...
Well, there's a thing in Washington that it's Congress people are exempt. Did you see that?
That's bullshit.
That's like a rule.
Why are they exempt?
I don't know. They're like, exempt from masks.
I hope they all get it and die. Fuck them
all. Well, they've all been vaccinated. Yeah, I like when they call it a breakthrough if you still get it. I mean, the theory is if you get the vaccination, that if you do get it, you won't be sick.
Yeah.
Did you get your COVID after you had gotten the vaccination?
Yes.
So it was smooth.
It was like a stuffy nose, and I lost taste and smell.
I didn't lose any taste or smell.
The losing of the taste for a fat guy sucks.
Aw.
You know, you're not I ate healthy, guy. Though. I was like, well, might as well eat this broccoli. You can't fucking tell.
So Elliot, who works at Sam Ash, does some work with us. He's a great guy. He got it, and he didn't know he was going to get it. I think his girlfriend brought it home, one of his kids or something.
Yeah.
So he gets it. He loses taste and smell. It's been like 5 months for him, and he still isn't right.
I know a guy that has really bad health problems, and he had it last year, and he's still having bad. You know him, too.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't say anything.
No, I'm not. I'm never going to.
But that's really fucked up.
It's a shame. He's a good dude.
So, no, bad things are happening.
Yes.
As the president would say, or former president in Philadelphia.
But it's like, you know, so low.
You know, I don't know. Is it low?
It's not everybody. I mean, look at the amount of cases. It's not a large amount. It's, you know, it's a shame people are dying, but I'm so desensitized to it now. I'm an asshole.
Is that how you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Desensitization.
Yeah.
There we go. Now the screen.
Hey,
better.
It's stable. There you go.
I had it extended too high. I was trying to be tall. It wasn't working out for me.
Just get some phone books under it.
Have you worked any concerts yet? Like concerts since you've been back?
I worked SmackDown. I worked a couple.
Nothing little, music, though?
A couple little things.
Like
nothing
what?
Worth mentioning.
For real? Nothing good? Yeah. Are there any big concerts coming? Like huge?
Slipknot, Killswitch Engage is Tuesday.
Holy shit. Where? And, Wells Fargo?
BB&T.
Now, are they still open outdoors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's still kind of warm.
Yeah, they haven't closed for the winter yet.
It's got to happen soon. We're in October.
Yeah, probably like the end of the month, maybe November, they close down, and it's inside only.
All right, we'll discuss the weather, because that's what old men tend to do. Yeah. You came in, and you're like, turn the air conditioner on, because it's getting warm outside.
Yeah, because I'm fat.
No, it's not that. It's that it's on October 7th, you shouldn't be rocking the fucking AC,
no,
really.
No, but it's helped. The weather's like a pendulum through years. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It gets colder, it gets warmer. Not year by year, but groups of years, and we're just swinging back to the warmer temperatures now.
That's what the Farmer Almanac's all about, really.
Yeah.
To let you know when the wet season comes and all that shit. It's like a thing.
So it's right now it's just going to keep getting warmer later, and then soon it'll be back to snowing in October in a couple years.
Which definitely has happened before
in
our lifetime. Like, my mom used to warn me when I was a kid, and so that's how long it's been. She's like, listen, you think the winter's over, but she's like, in my lifetime, there's still snow in March.
Yeah.
So it has happened, and it's happened here recently.
Oh, listen, there's first winter, second winter, fake summer, and then fake
Indian
spring.
Summer, baby.
Yeah, fake spring, and then third winter.
But then in the middle of the winter, sometimes you'll get like a 75 degree day.
Yeah, you'll get like 3 days in a row that are beautiful.
And we all sneak out on our Harleys.
And then it'll be like, you know, 10 inches of snow after those three nice days.
There was a lot of snow earlier this year, wasn't there? 2021 had a lot of snowfall. Do you remember? You didn't work. You were in the house.
No, I was inside. I didn't.
Bro, there was some snow.
Yeah.
And then so last Christmas, I went to Dominican Republic with my now ex-girlfriend. I think she was my ex-girlfriend then. We had broken up, but we still went, which was kind of cool. And so we go. We're doing the thing. I was here on like a Thursday shoveling, and I took a picture of me in the fucking snow. And then the following Thursday, I'm like, woo, I'm on a beach. So that was kind of nice.
South Philly doesn't get as much snow as the Northeast.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the buildings?
The city acts like a heat barrier. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I didn't.
Yeah, the city acts kind of like there's a lot of heat in the city. So that blocks off South Philly from the big storms.
Is that because of your sex life, William?
Yes.
A lot of heat.
Just
in the
a
city.
Fire. It must be burning herpes or something. It's something good.
No herpes. Knock on wood.
Got a herpes syphilis.
Dude, looking for herpes in the 90s was kind of a thing because chicks could hide it under the giant winter bush.
Yeah.
But in 2021, if in there's stuff, you don't be playing. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I still have a flash.
Actually, I read, and I don't know this from experience. I want to stress that again. I do not know this from experience.
Does not.
That if a woman has a full outbreak where she could actually spread the herpes virus, mm-hmm. it's extremely painful for her to have intercourse anyway. Did you know that?
So the next woman I'm sleeping with that's crying, be wary.
Oh. But okay. Then men can have a full outbreak and have and they can fuck and it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so that's how it everything. Spreads so badly is dudes are like, no, I could fuck.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Nut with a little something extra.
I am watching this weird documentary on HBO called The Nuclear Family.
Okay.
It's about two lesbians who fall in love in the late 70s. And they meet in like San Francisco or something. They get one's from New York. She flies back to New York. The other lesbian follows her. Boom. Now you can't get married in the 70s. They fall in love. They're still fucking together, by the way.
Nice.
And they're like, we want to have kids. So the older lesbian who was from the East Coast was an attorney. And they went out to California and got a nice homosexual gentleman to masturbate into a cup or a turkey baster or whatever the fuck he did. And excellent. She inserted it and she got pregnant. Right?
Nice. Okay.
And they have a baby.
Ingenuity.
So ingenuity, right? And so then the other one's like, well, I want a fucking baby. So a couple years later, she goes and they get a different gay guy. And this guy's an attorney and he's smart and he's handsome. He looks like a thin Tom Selleck. Good looking guy, right? And so the turkey baster thing, boom, bang, pregnant. And everything's groovy. And then the first dad, baby dad, or sperm donor, as he was called, became an alcoholic. So he kind of fell off the map. The second one's an attorney. And he's like, well, I want to meet my daughter. So then the kid's like 3, 5, 7, and they're flying back and forth and having things. And then he got in a fight with the two lesbians, which does tend to happen with gay guys and lesbian ladies. They don't always work out. He had his own boyfriend couple thing, and that guy came with a kid, and they were their own nuclear family. And then he was like, I want to have custody of my daughter. And she's like, no, you signed an agreement. The rules are you're just the sperm donor, right? This motherfucker takes her to court because he was an attorney. Dun, dun, dun.
No.
Yeah, and the kid's 10 years old in fucking court. And this is in 1993, the court case is decided. Oh. And I graduated high school that year. Was that you too?
Yeah.
So you got 93, right?
Yep.
Okay. So as we're in our senior year, this was decided. The reason I'm bringing this up, we were talking about herpes in the 70s and shit.
Yeah.
The one who took her to court had AIDS. Uh-oh. And that's why he wanted to have custody before he died. He wanted to see his daughter a long time. And now the next episode, which comes out next week, it's like, dun, dun, dun. And he's really handsome. He's Tom Selleck. Like, he's great looking, right? And then in the next thing, he's got, like, white hair. It's just like what happened to Tom Hanks in the movie Philadelphia.
No
and you're
shit.
Like, oh, it's, like, scary. But now I kind of feel bad. I feel like if he'd have went to the lesbians and he sat down at a table and he was like, listen, I have HIV. I'm going to pass away. Can I please spend more time with this girl this summer before I pass away?
Why people don't explain things properly?
Well,
it's beyond me.
He's an attorney, so he's of the opinion, well, I am all the father, and I have rights, and that's a thing. And I got to be honest, I have no dog in the fight. I can understand both sides. Like they show it from the lesbian side. This family, they were great. They didn't fight. They were successful. They had money. They were really good parents to these two little girls, right? And then he's just going to, you know, think about being 10 years old and you have to go to the other side of the country for the entire summer. That's like fucked up.
That sucks.
And she in her mind thought of these two women as her mother and father. So she doesn't have, like, she likes this guy, but she doesn't love this guy.
Yeah, she doesn't really know.
And now the kid's like 40 because it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's a great documentary, man. I'm kind of into it. I got to tell you, and this is like, never mind. How about we don't get me barred off SNL anything further? At any rate, this has been episode number 113, Facebook Live snippet of the Vex and Vex podcast. Philadelphia, thank you for hanging.
Catch you on the flip side.
And we're going to go back to talking. You guys stay frosty.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on David Lee Roth retiring?
Good for him. He clearly can't do it anymore with, you know, you see these videos of him he tried his hardest, and he doesn't have it anymore. And if he's not the performer he once was, I understand. But if you fell off a cliff like that, talent-wise, like where you're...
It's not talent. It's skill.
Voice-wise.
Yeah.
You're right. Wrong term. But it's time. You know, don't tarnish the legacy anymore.
I heard something else. And Ron Kaiser brought this to my attention.
Is he sick?
That's what the theory is.
Yeah.
Do you think so, too?
He looks like he might have a little something going on.
When he said the sentence, he was like, I always thought I would go first out of the original Van Halen. He's like, yeah. I thought the Marlboro Man would get me. I feel like he's battling cancer.
Could be.
In some capacity.
Yeah.
And then for Eddie to go, and Eddie's younger than him. So it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's a heart-wrenching motherfucker. Yeah. like I'm only like a year and a half younger, but still younger. And then Alex is like his age. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Alex has agreed to do the five shows with him in Vegas, which to me is so cool. That like is- I'm so happy. I pray they involve Michael Anthony. And Michael Anthony
deserves it.
Not even that. It's not about deserve. It's the end, bro. It's the end of the fucking road. One of your guys died. The best one. Eddie died. Eddie's the guy. Just if you're going to go out with Michael Anthony if you can. I think he should be a part of it. Now, Michael's healthy. He's wealthy. He never got divorced, unlike Alex, who got divorced like three times.
Yeah.
Dave never got married. There's a theory that he might be a gay. I don't know if you heard that shit. Did you hear that?
Business.
No, but, it, you know, never got married. So has all his money. A lot of fucking money, I might add. And here you go. Michael Anthony, he's wealthy. And he is in Sammy Hagar's fucking band. He's got a career. He's for life. He's got a job for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
They play fucking Van Halen songs. They play Hagar songs. It's a great show.
What's the name of that band that he's in with?
Chickenfoot.
No, there's another one that was playing. Sammy Hagar was in.
Montrose is the first band.
Yeah, Montrose.
Montrose died. The guy Montrose died.
Did he?
And they tried to do a reunion in like 2011, maybe 2010. And he said, when I saw him last in like 1980, he was a jerk off and he was mean. And then I saw him like 35 years later and he was a jerk off and he was mean. And he was like, why am I bothering? I'm too rich for this. Like, I did love playing these songs, but that guy ruined my day. Mm. And then he said he did the same thing. He loved Eddie and he was excited to be back in the Van Halen thing in that 04 tour. But then he said that Eddie was drinking. And he said if he came out and Eddie had his hair up like a samurai, it was a bad day. If his hair was just down, he was okay, Eddie. But the samurai Eddie was out of his fucking mind.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And he says he regrets that he wrote that shit in the book now that Eddie died.
Yeah.
But the truth is the truth is the truth. Like, I wrote a lot of stuff in my book. I didn't bury people, but I definitely told the truth. And then there's a weird thing about the truth. I swear to God, Bill, in my heart, I have a borderline photographic memory, right? Mm-hmm. But there are details of our lives of things I didn't know. You told me earlier today I had sex with a chick in your house,
yes.
Right? No, I have no memory of this ever happening. I'm not saying I didn't
she
do
wasn't
it.
Wasn't that good?
I'm just saying I just don't remember it. And then when right before you were in ACID, right before you and Steve hooked up, The Broken was playing our third show ever, which is November of 94. Okay. We invited Puppy's band to be a part of the show. I called him on the phone and invited him, and I swear to God, I don't remember doing that. But
really?
Puppy does, and thank God we talked, and he was like, no, bro, you called me, and you invited me onto the show. And I was like, I thought Steve did. He's like, no, man, you called me on the phone. And I was and like, so there's just things I really don't fucking remember. So it's like, I don't know. This is the end for those guys. It's a checkered past. You know what I mean? Like, end it well, bro. Like, I don't know. My whole point was that Eddie Van Halen passed away. By the way, 2 days ago was the anniversary.
Yeah, I saw all the pictures.
Or was it yesterday? It was yesterday.
It was yesterday, right?
There's the plaque.
Yeah.
And then Sammy wrote that. Oh, I love the guitar, right? And I put Lemmy on top of it, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's not an Eddie one, or I would have that one. I'll get it. One day. I don't think Wolfgang's allowing it to be made, frankly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Which is cool, respectful. But there's the guitar I got on the wall. So Sammy regrets writing that stuff in the book. I said I wrote as much truth in my book as I could, and that we're coming back around to the whole fucking Raw thing. Do you think he's sick?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It does make
sense.
And
it's a shame. It's sad.
Is it?
It is.
Listen,
my hope for everybody is that, you know, you die of old age in your sleep. Battling cancer is not fun, and nobody should have to go through it.
That's a good point.
That's just my own opinion.
No, I like that. It's a fucking brilliant sentence. I don't know. Late 60s, you've been David Lee Roth, did a lot of cocaine, did a lot of partying, had a lot of fun. I don't know, man. How much further do you want to go?
You had a good life.
How much further do you want
to
go?
Yeah, but you don't want to have to fight. Like having your last days just be horrible. You know?
When you say it that way, it's heavy.
You don't. You just want to kind of burn out.
And instead of fade away.
Yeah, and he's going to glow in the dark if he has to go through cancer, you know.
Maybe he won't fight it.
Maybe he won't, but it's still going to be painful.
Oh, I don't know. I made the decision that if I ever got diagnosed with something like that, I ain't doing shit.
Okay.
They're going to give you a fuck ton of medication to like so you don't feel it. I'm going to like if
more,
they...
Do they give you morphine or
something like that? When you're dead, When you're going to go, yeah. So they give you whatever you want. You just take it. And you wait it out till you drop. Because you could be 70, 65, you could be 52, And they're like, oh, there's a spot in your lung. It's going to kill you. Unless you go in and we put poison in you for the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 4 months. You know what kind of pain that is? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to end life that way. If it's shitty and my body stops running, I hear you. But I'm not going out that way. If I get it, I'm not going to tell anybody. Okay. Maybe I'll tell Starscream. I'll be like, let's make another record real quick. You know what I mean? And that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to fucking just do my thing.
I respect that.
I'm not fighting it. Because I believe in God. I believe in a path. And if it's your time, it's your time. And that's okay. It's okay. And I'm to the point now. I just turned 46 a couple weeks ago. This is cool. I had a very, very nice time. I want to stay. I mean, I'm saying that. But if I had to, that's okay. I wasn't 19. 19 would be rough. You know what I mean? Tommy Scars, almost a year ago, checked out. It was 10 months ago, bro.
That still sucks.
It does suck. He's got little kids. He had, not little, but kids. He had a wife. They had a life. It was a beautiful thing. But they're surviving, and we remember, and we smile. I talk about it, my smile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a bad... And I'll tell you, if you're going to die... I like how he died. He was with his wife the night before. He's with his kids. He goes to work. He comes home. Boom, drops. No drama.
Yeah.
No weirdness. No visiting in the hospital. Like, my mom went that way. Like, she just got, she's like, oh, I don't feel right. Went to the doctor. The doctor put her in the hospital. 3 days later, she was gone. Mm-hmm. And that's how you want to do it. Her mom went. Her mom was just drinking coffee at the kitchen table, had a stroke. Boom. But she was alone. Her kids had moved out. Her husband was dead.
Damn.
They found her that night, just chilling on the table, dead. So that's my dream, is to just go. I don't want to fucking linger. Do you want to linger?
No.
I'm not a linger.
I'm not a cranberry song.
And she's dead.
Yeah, that's a shame, too. I still can't believe she's dead.
She was mentally ill, they said, though.
Really?
There was a lot going on up there.
That's rough.
Drug addiction, all kinds of weird things. Mm. You ever see them live?
No.
Nor did I. I wasn't really a fan, but I did like that song.
Zombie. Do you want to let it linger? Oh.
Zombie. It's in your head. Who covered it like last year? Do you remember that?
Bad Wolves.
Was it Bad Wolves?
Yeah.
How do you know that? That was amazing.
Because that guy got fired from his band.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He didn't touch kids, did he?
No.
That's been happening a lot lately.
Jackass. I don't know. He was combative for something.
It's like random bands.
But it was a really good cover.
No.
I liked it.
Some covers annoy the shit out of me.
It was in the Madden soundtrack that year. So I heard it a lot. So that's why I liked it, probably.
It does get into you.
But I turn the soundtracks off.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs I wish I didn't know from Madden's. Do you know... I didn't even play last year's. I bought it before it came out.
I know, because I wanted to play it.
I never even played it. And now the new one's out.
Yeah.
So I got to buy that one.
Yeah, but wait till the end of the month when they do the scouting update.
It would happen digitally anyway, wouldn't it? It doesn't happen on the disc.
No, but you don't want to play it until they do that update. That's all. I'm just being reasonable here.
Back when I was married, my birthday, I'd have to get Madden every year. That was my gift.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
I think every guy does that. I get it every
Mine was in September, though, and the games come out in the August, so I would just wait, and I'd get in September.
That's
I don't know. I have no desire to play Madden with Wentz as my quarterback in under any capacity.
Well, it hurts now, so.
But no, but the one last year, which I never played.
Yeah, but you could bench him.
Yeah. What I would do in that game, I would make Vex X the quarterback.
Nice.
Make me 6'8". And
he's 6'8".
270 pounds.
And 99s everywhere.
Yup.
Have fun trying to tackle that, Roethlisberger.
Oh, Big Ben.
Big bathroom break, Ben.
He's got to retire.
His hip is shot right now.
I know.
Ah, too bad.
I don't know, but he doesn't want to stop.
Yeah, but some quarterbacks should have hung it up.
Brady's changed the game in that capacity. We were discussing this in the car as well. I despise Mr. Brady. I think he's a piece of fucking garbage. I hope he dies.
You are correct.
The devil.
But Roethlisberger isn't Brady. He banged his body up long time ago. And last year he was hard. He started off the season good last year, and
they were undefeated.
Right to the trank.
Remember
that? They went right to hell because he lost his arm.
It wasn't just him though. You're talking defense shit the bed. Every aspect of that team failed at the fucking tail end of the season.
That's amazing.
It's hard to stay good the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like in the NFL, I love if your team starts 4-0. It's like the greatest feeling in the world. But I know that means in December you're not going to be any good.
There's a slide.
There just has to be. Like, yeah. Injuries are real. Our entire line is out. So, all right. I was really pulling for Sirianni. Like, that was my guy.
Yeah.
I liked him.
He's
I did.
Making some bad decisions.
Well, last week, not so bad. You hung in there with a phenomenal team. You scored 30 points on Kansas City. I don't know. You should have scored 37. We all know that.
Yeah. Red Sanders lines. Still didn't get the ball enough.
I know.
I don't know what's going on.
I can tell you what's going on.
This team.
Now I know what it is. The line's fucked. So now you can't run it like you want to run it because the line's fucked. Who's going to do all the blocking?
There's other ways to get them involved, though.
I'm with you.
You know, there's the halfback screen. There's RPOs, which they run a little bit, but Hurts likes to pull it out of his hands and then throw it down the field. And I like Hurts. Hurts has better stats. Hold on. There's something I screenshotted and said to my friend the other day. Hurts versus Wentz. I'll send it to you right now.
Wentz is a dumpster fire, and I loved him. I really did. I loved him.
Let's see now.
It ain't right, yo.
I'm sending it to you right now. It's an awesome stat. That
you could just read it.
Yeah, I'd rather you read it. You got the microphone and the better voice.
You know, you literally have a microphone. I could see it with my face.
No, wait, this thing?
That black phallus in front of you?
Oh, sorry. Let me get my mouth real.
I got to tell you, I was like debating like splurging and buying us like the $400 mics.
Ooh.
I know, right?
I deserve that.
All right, here we go. Through week 4, Hurts versus Wentz. Passing yards for Hurts, 1,167. Passing yards for Wentz, 920. Passing touchdowns, 7 for Mr. Hurts. For Mr. Wentz, 5. Turnovers are equal at 2-2 each. Passer rating, 101.1 for Mr. Hurts.
Not too shabby.
Passer rating, 92.1 for Wentz. These aren't too shabby, though, either. It isn't like Wentz sucks.
But, well,
and then here's the thing.
Ankles to none.
And then...
They didn't add that on there. I had to do that.
Completion percentage, 66.2 from Hurts versus 63.8 from Wentz.
Not good. Not good either, guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these aren't impressive, the completions. I don't know. I don't know. So, would you take Wentz to have never left in a perfect world, or would you go with Hurts?
No, because Wentz ran his time here. If he didn't have a meltdown last year, then yeah, I would take him still. But the way last season went, you got to remove everybody.
Well, you didn't, though, because, like, Kelsey's still here. You know what I mean? I like that we kept Ertz, thank God. There was a t-shirt idea that Timmy, the guy who used to work for me, said, make it Ertz so good.
Nice.
Pretty good t-shirt design. That's we should have fucking... Good. But I'm a big Dallas Goedert guy.
If you said the Cowboys, I was about to flip this table over.
Oh, are you confused? Do you not know what fucking city you're in? There's a green wall behind you with the Eagles on it.
Yeah, dude, but you almost said Cowboys. No, you stumbled there.
You know that his dad's a Cowboys fan. That's why he has the name Dallas. Did you know that? So Dallas Goedert grows up. His dad's like, my son's going to be a football player. I'm going to name him Dallas. And then they went into the fucking draft, and Dallas was supposed to get him. And we were like, yoink.
Yeah, well, that was a smart move. The Cowboys with him, listen, I hate the Cowboys. Dak Prescott is an excellent quarterback.
There's questions. I hate him. There's questions.
He's having a great year.
Can I talk?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they as good as we made them look, or are they not as good as we made them look? Like, if they face a real team who wasn't Philly.
They gave Tampa Bay hell the week one.
But they didn't win.
No, but still.
No, everybody coming out week one when you're as old as a fucking Tampa Bay. You got to get a fucking... No, for real. That's a thing.
I think Dallas runs your way with this division. Not only because it's weak, but because they are good. Their offensive line...
No.
They have the best rated offensive line in the NFL right now. That's a fact.
Week four. Keep going.
Listen, the Eagles had that for 4 weeks. That's something to be proud of before, you know?
That was defense.
No. Their offensive line a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
Like, top rated offensive lines win Super Bowls. The Eagles had the top rated.
Here's how I know you're wrong. Do you remember when Tony Romo was the quarterback?
Yeah, they never won a Super Bowl.
The best line in football for 3 years in a row was that fucking team.
Yeah, but...
And they didn't win a fucking ring, did they?
They didn't have a good coach.
But no. You said a line, my brother. Lines win football, wins a big bowl. Here's the thing. Super Bowl, right? They had, for 3 years, Dallas had the best line. Like, it was a fact. 3 years in a row, bro, and no rings. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to admit something out loud that I should not. I like Tony Romo now that he's retired.
Oh, he's a great commentator.
And people say he's not, but I'm telling you, this motherfucker looks at what's going to happen, tells you what's going to happen.
And it happens.
Come on.
No. But why? Listen.
Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
When the year is, and I forget the receiver's name because I block everything out that's Dallas, when so-and-so was in the playoffs and he caught it on the helmet, and he pulled it in. Who was that fucking receiver at
Giants.
The time?
That was the Giants. I forget his name, too.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the helmet catch.
And they said it wasn't a catch. No, it wasn't the Giants. I'm talking about Dallas. Dallas Cowboys are in the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl. They were like two games away from the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, I just remember the helmet catch from the Giants.
I did say helmet. I apologize. But you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. The guy's out of the league now. He tried to sign with Cleveland 2 years ago. And he's
he was a Raider like 2 years ago, too, or 3 years ago.
Yeah, he's not in the NFL.
Anyway, the point is, he catches it.
Yeah.
They say it's not a catch, and then they don't win the game. Had they got that touchdown, they were going to the next round of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That fucking year, Dallas would have won a ring.
Yeah.
Now, as an Eagles fan, I was like, fuck you. So don't tell me Lions win Super Bowls. That's impossible. They had the best line for 3 years, and Romo was a great quarterback. All right. No, fuck it. In the regular season, there wasn't a better quarterback. And then this thing happened in the playoffs where he just turned over the ball, which I loved, frankly. I was grateful for it. But Dax does that in the playoffs, too. And everybody seems to forget that shit. It's great to be wonderful during the regular season.
It is.
But can you nut up and fucking throw the ball in the playoffs?
I don't know. Listen, like I said, I hate the Cowboys. I loathe them. I don't like saying that Dak Prescott's an excellent quarterback.
He's not. He's good.
He's having a great year.
He's good. You're 5 weeks in. He's having a great year.
Well, I don't like it. Okay? That's all I need.
No. I'm telling you right now, the West Coast dominates this year. The Rams are unbelievable. The Rams are unbelievable.
The Cardinals are the number one team.
Thank you. MVP. Rams, Cardinals, even the Raiders. Now, last week they shit the bed, but before that they were undefeated. So we're talking teams on the West side.
Yep.
That's who's going to win it this year. Now, Kansas City looks amazing. Let's be honest. If they get their shit together defensively,
they'll be good.
They could win.
Yeah.
And then never count out the devil, Tom Brady, because the devil loves his own.
Yep.
Now, Bruce Arians is the coach, and he was Temple University's coach when I was a kid, so I love Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
Because I went to Temple. But I do hate Brady.
I know.
And I hate Gronkowski more than I hate Brady, and I hate Brady a lot.
Yeah. That team just keeps adding more players, too.
And then Shady McCoy became an Eagle for one day before he retired.
But hey, he was the Eagles' leading rusher. So
I'm not a fan.
No? I still remember the snow game. That was amazing.
I'm not a fan. When I know that he paid people to break in and steal the jewelry from his wife. I know he did.
Oh, wait. And, I thought that was...
No, it was him.
That was Jackson.
And he got away with it. It was Shady.
Shit.
And then Jackson was gang-affiliated.
Yes.
I got more love for Jackson than I do for fucking Shady McCoy. I feel like Chip Kelly got rid of him at the height of his powers. But then it's weird. Go
Chip
ahead.
Kelly gutted the team.
I know.
And I don't know why.
They wouldn't listen to him. Like, DeSean Jackson and, you know, the other players that were gutted had been in the NFL longer than the head coach had. You understand?
Yeah.
So they're like, listen, not for nothing. You don't do it this way. Get off my team!
Speaking of that, Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, indeed. What are your thoughts?
That guy's an idiot, okay?
Johnny Zero, for real, for 5 years, was telling me how great of a coach he is. The pistol spread, blah, 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 right? Is he going to make the whole season without getting fired?
No, he lost his team. They said that over the weekend, he was supposed to have a team meeting.
Okay.
Right? He canceled the team meeting.
I didn't know.
Everybody off, right? Then he just went to each group by position and had a meeting with them. And every time he left the room, they would laugh at him. That he lost the team.
All right. Say this, generally speaking, in the NFL, you can never give a new coach only one season. It takes a minimum, sometimes three, it takes two seasons to turn a team to where you want it to be.
Yes.
If you think back to, I'm blanking on his name and I do apologize. You're going to know who he is. The guy who took us to the first Super Bowl. No idea?
Wait, the one in the 80s?
Yeah, the first Super Bowl.
Am I blank? The nicest guy ever that won a Super Bowl with the Rams.
Exactly.
So
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When he came, they didn't crush it the first season.
No, they were horrible.
But he was just setting, like, you know what I mean? Planting seeds, and then it comes to fruition. So even if Meyer's the worst thing ever, and it looks like he really might be, I got to give a guy 2 years. I have to.
Not if he lost the locker room. And the owner doesn't think he can get it back?
The owner's better at wrestling, it turns out, than football.
No, that's the owner's son.
I know. I was making a ha-ha.
Sorry. that's the autism. So anyway, listen. If you lose the locker room and there's no chance of getting those... If those players don't respect you, you're not going to earn the respect back. It's just not how it happens. They're millionaires. They're getting paid to play a kid's game.
Okay.
And they're all fucking out of their mind.
A kid's game.
It is a kid's game.
Is it really,
it's a man's sport, but a kid's game.
I don't know.
Listen, God bless every one of them because they put their bodies on the line doing something I'm not talented enough to even think about. I wouldn't make it as a water boy.
It's so competitive.
I know.
It's so competitive, you guys.
Hey, listen, those guys make like 60 grand a year.
Do they really? That's amazing. I had no idea.
Oh, they make bank.
60 grand?
Ball boys make a lot, too.
I bet they do.
Oh, it buffs right out.
All right, we're gonna pivot because a lot of people have tuned out because there's not a lot of football fans, I think, who listen to the Vex on Vex podcast. But
I don't like people tuning out.
What's your favorite team right now? Right now, in 2021 season?
Eagles. I mean, I'm just an Eagles fan.
Let me rephrase that. My favorite team is the Eagles. Who do you think's going to pull it this year? Looks good? Okay. I think the Rams look phenomenal.
The Rams look incredible. I mean, Stafford's making all the difference.
Now, wait. I'm glad you said that. I got questions about Stafford.
Okay.
When they got rid of Goff, I thought they were crazy. Because, wait. Goff was number one overall pick. Goff gets you to a fucking Super Bowl. That's not bullshit. You got to a Super Bowl. You understand what I'm saying? I know Stafford's better. No one's saying he's not. I know Stafford's better. But Goff wasn't a washout.
No, but Goff's a goober.
Explain. Please tell me.
There's just something about him where you look at him, you go, that's not the guy. He could have the greatest stats in the world. He just doesn't have
You're it. Not the first guy he doesn't to have say it. That. You're not the first guy to say that.
Because I'm right.
Remember, the number two pick that year was Carson Wentz.
Yes.
And everybody was saying at least Wentz is smart. Yep. At least he's smart. He's not good, but he's smart.
Yeah.
And Goff was not. But then Goff went to the Super Bowl, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, but Goff went to the Super Bowl because the coach knew his limitations and built a game plan around
it. That is a brilliant sentence. I agree. He's not doing very well in Detroit.
No. But to be fair, Detroit's offensive line is a rookie and a bunch of injured. Half their starting offensive line is as decimated as the Eagles.
Can I tell you what I would have done if I was the real coach of the Rams? I would have called up Andrew Luck and been like, come on, boy.
Please come back.
Just give me 3 years.
Because Luck went out. He was great.
Could you imagine Luck with that high power offense?
He would have put up numbers.
You know, it's unstoppable. Even now.
Yeah.
He's only 30. Yeah. So call Luck on the phone and be like, just give me 3 years, bro. I'll make you a legend.
I do like the Rams coach. I mean, part of me knows better, but I think I like the Cardinals. But it's week four.
No, they shit the bed late in the season. They always do.
But, they always do. Kyler Murray is playing phenomenal.
Right now.
Okay?
Right now.
And their defense is just hitting people.
D is great.
Yes.
It is great.
But I don't know.
Don't count out the Raiders, bro.
The Raiders are looking good.
I love him. That's my coach. I know that his brother was the fucking guy over at the fucking Washington football team for a while, and they clipped him. And now who they got in? They got the guy from the
Panthers.
Panthers guy, yeah. I don't like him. He gives me the creeps. I don't know why. Yeah. Something like when he was on the sideline.
He's a cancer survivor.
He was on. When he was on the sideline, when he was the Panthers guy going up against the Broncos that year with Manning, he creeps me out. I don't like him.
Yeah, he's got a look.
I don't like him.
He's a hate the face. I get that.
But I just don't trust the person. You know what I mean? I am definitely jealous of the Rams coach. It's kind of fucking amazing. And the Rams defense is better than it should be.
Yeah.
It is. It shouldn't be that
good. Well, no, they have one of the best cornerbacks in the league and one of the best defensive lines.
No, you're right. And they're bad. So it shouldn't be because you have an offensive minded coach. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the fact that the defense is that good, that's a scary coach.
Yeah.
And he went toe to toe with Belichick, who arguably is the most successful head coach ever.
Yes.
But this kid's 33. So he's got a long time left.
Yeah. Imagine him in his 50s.
He's that's what I'm saying. Evil genius. Could you imagine? He's the next Belichick.
We're going to hate him. We're going to hate him in 10 years.
No, you know why we're not going to hate him? Because we're so old. We hate Belichick because when we were young men, he destroyed our team, right?
Okay,
good point. Now we're going to be like, good for you, young man. That boy, that's good shit.
Of course, he kicks the Eagles' ass out of the playoffs 3 years in a row.
You know, they've only beat us one time since he became the coach. Did you know that? Wentz beat him like twice.
This is true.
So,
but they injured Wentz.
But what? They injure Wentz, he goes back to the line, throws a touchdown, and then goes to the fucking back. That's what endeared him to me. I was like, this guy's made of fucking stone.
Yeah, but then now all of a sudden he hears the voices. He hears the ghosts.
All right.
He does.
So
there's a lot of football talk, and I love it.
I know, right? So in theory, who's going to win this year? Is it Kansas City overall? Who's going to take it?
Let me think for 1 second.
And remember, we're only week five.
Tampa Bay is going to win it again.
You think the Bucs got it?
Yeah, just because fucking Tom Brady wills that shit, and the refs are in his pocket.
But what if Brady gets injured, which can happen?
Then that team is
There's
fucked.
No backup.
No, that team has no cornerbacks. They have a rookie quarterback in the wings that's not ready.
That's it.
So if he goes down, then it's going to be the Rams and either the Raiders or the Chiefs.
My dream is that someone really hurts Brady and he has to leave forever.
Wow, a Rams-Chiefs Super Bowl would be awesome. It really would.
You know who would win, don't you?
The Rams.
No way.
You think the Chiefs would win?
Two reasons.
Coaching?
That's three reasons. Listen.
That was good.
Andy's a lot of things. He's a smart coach.
He's a great coach. I hate him, but he's a great coach.
I don't
coach.
Hate him. He was good to us. He was good to us.
He was, but...
That's A, right? That was your point. B, one of those quarterbacks never made it to a Super Bowl, and one of them went and won a ring.
Yeah.
To not go in and have the jitters is priceless. It's a, like he's not going to be fazed by it.
Can I add a fourth?
I can get to a third yet, but go ahead.
Okay, well, one of those quarterbacks lost a Super Bowl, too. And wants redemption, wants that taste out of his mouth.
Stafford didn't lose.
No. Mahomes lost to Tampa
Bay.
But
he's got a ring.
Yeah.
But this is my point.
But he just lost.
But you're right. Actually, that's a pretty fucking good point.
Thank you.
No, I like that. No, dude, you might be that might be the answer. That really might be the fucking answer because, yeah, now he's hungry. God damn it.
He wants that taste out of his mouth.
I just think it's great that he's been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So if he gets to a third, he's not fucking, there's no jitters. And he's not even 25 years old. Like, Bill, he's not 25 years old and he's been to two Super Bowls.
That's so fucking scary. If he stays healthy, he could go down as one of the top five quarterbacks ever.
He'll crush Brady. He's so young, he'll crush Brady. But
healthy, though. That's the key.
Bro, he wasn't healthy last Super Bowl when he fucking played.
Yeah, they almost broke. Offensive line almost killed him.
They almost broke his fucking neck the week before. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The week before the Super Bowl, bro. If they were ahead, he should have been in the fucking...
If that was regular season, he wouldn't have played the next week.
You're right.
That's how bad that
hit was. That's
how
bad that was. They almost broke his fucking neck. That kid's tough, man.
He is.
His dad was a fucking killer with the Yankees. He was 7, 8, 9 years old seeing World Series games.
Yeah.
It's in his blood.
Yeah.
Like, he's a pretty elite dude.
He's a born champion.
When you watch him walk, he looks like a gay person. I don't like that
he
part.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Hello, this is Sam. I'm going to win the Super Bowl. Kermit the Frog here.
Sounds like me.
No, it doesn't. All right. That would, oh my God, 47 minutes of football talk.
Hey, man. I love it. It was a fun time.
It was a fun time.
We got to talk sports once in a while.
I know I've asked you this before. I'm going to change it up.
It hangs to the left.
So does mine.
Nice.
Does it really hang to the left?
Yeah.
I'm left-handed, though. What the fuck's your excuse?
Right-handed. It just balances me out.
Johnny Zero says he's always stumbling because it's so big.
I believe that. You know what? I'm not going to doubt that. Good for him.
He's like, yeah, it's like so big, I can't
Johnny
keep my...
Johnny Zero, this clap's for you.
I can't keep my balance, man. Hey, guys, what's up with Johnny Zero? Boosty, boosty, bop.
I was so sad that I wasn't there podcasting with you last week.
No, it was a nice, intimate Johnny Zero podcast.
And that's good.
And I'll be honest, he was a little drunk.
That's fine.
Because it was late at night.
Shocker.
But it was a nice one.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, we haven't talked in a while like that. It was cool. It was laid back. He didn't bring up TV Dad's wrestling.
There was no fist pounding?
Oh, there was some. No, no pounding. You got me there. Billy Delphia there. A little confused there. What is your second favorite concert you've ever seen in your entire life?
Okay, so my first had to be the White Zombie Monster Magnet. So my second would be Typo Negative Danzig.
They did a show together in Philly?
Yes, at the Tower.
What
in
year?
The 90s.
What did you love about it?
The crowd was awesome because somebody stole Danzig's necklace. And when he jumped into the crowd, I was yelling, where'd he go? Because you couldn't see him anymore.
Oh!
So fucking short, so I was on fire that night.
Did he get it back?
I don't remember. I remember he was mad. The motherfuckers up on stage. And Typo Negative was always like, I saw them so many times. They're one of my favorite bands. Always a good show.
My girlfriend's girlfriend.
Dude.
Cambian just tells a story where Peter Steele tried to bang his girlfriend. That's Cambian's claim to fame.
Good times. No comment.
No comment. Okay. I got a new guitar a couple days ago.
I want to touch it.
No.
I'm going to lick it. I just want to have sex.
It's got a thing on it.
It has two outputs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where it can sound like an acoustic guitar.
Oh.
Do you know why the technology exists?
No, I do not.
Listen to this fucking story.
Good.
Johnny Five gets the gig with Marilyn Manson in the late 90s.
Yes.
Right? And they make a record, Mechanical Animals. I don't think Johnny Five plays on Mechanical Animals, but he's got to tour it, right? Okay. So there's a part where they're playing, and he has to switch immediately to an acoustic part on the guitar and then switch right back to the electric part. And he says to Manson, listen, man, you're my boss. I'm happy to have this gig. This is impossible. Like, nothing. They don't need, the technology doesn't exist where I can just switch from an acoustic guitar to electric while playing on stage one measure apart. And he was like, figure it out. What, so he went to Gibson, and they figured it out, and I got it in my guitar. And they took the back off when I was buying it, and they had explained it to me. There's an adjustment for it, a whole fucking thing.
When can I try this?
After Saturday.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
King Sam plays it first.
I understand that.
It's never been played. It was in the box. It came out of the box. They set it up. They put the 11s on it, the King Sam ones, E flat, half a step down, right? That's us.
Yep.
And yeah, we're going to rock and roll. But
can I look at it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just wait to play. It's got a Floyd Rose. But it's not a Floyd Rose. It's a something else.
Really?
No, a different company. But okay. It's not a negative. It's okay. Fucking awesome.
I can't wait to look at it even.
It's that in Les Paul form. You know what I mean? Pretty good stuff.
How much was it?
Not much.
Ten?
Ten what?
Grand.
Oh, no. 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 It's an Epiphone.
Oh, I thought it was a...
It's not.
Natural Gibson.
You'll see.
So, three.
No.
Cheaper?
Oh, yeah.
What?
How much?
15?
No.
900?
Yes.
Let me buy one.
That's the thing. You can't. They sold out in one day. They were released, and they're all gone.
If I knew it was only 900, I would have been
well,
with
that's that. What happened, isn't it? No, they only had one. So we got one at our Sam Ash. They got one in New York Sam Ash. They got one in Florida Sam Ash. They're all gone. Because remember, everybody's backlogged from fucking COVID. Nothing's built. And they're not going to make it again because Rush broke up. This was fucking sanctioned before Pert died.
What the fuck?
So now they made it, right? It's a great guitar.
I'm so mad right now.
Now I'm pretty excited because it just doubles in price. Like that happened to me. Slash put out his first Gibson signature slash guitar. Now there's five of them.
Is it the one with the snake on it?
No. No, that was an Epiphone. So this is the first Gibson he ever put out. And it was around 07, 06, right? Okay. And I had a day job at the time. I didn't have my company yet. And I went from work and I went there and it was like $3,200. And I paid it. And they had hold it for me. They opened up at 10 a.m. back then. I got there like 7 o'clock at night when work was over. It was the last one in the country. I got the last one in the country.
Wow.
The next day on eBay, they were going for
$7,000.
Because they were just... And again, it's his first. Now again, he's come out with a gold top since.
Yes.
A green one, a black one. But this was the first ever. It's called a Tobacco Burst. And they never made it again. So this is it. I have the Tobacco Burst. It's in the room.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Now, with COVID happened, they kind of dropped in price. Like you can go back online and get them for $5,000 and stuff. But there was a minute there where they were a lot of fucking money.
Ooh.
But then Slash didn't saturate the market, but he kept coming out with them because now we're talking 15 years removed from that. So he's got a lot of guitars. The one that everybody loves right now is the Anaconda. It's the green and black burst.
That's the one I was thinking of.
That's a good one.
That's a beautiful guitar.
But that's the most recent. You know what I mean? You got to see the fucking the neck going into the body on the new Les Paul. It's interesting. You got to see how the setup is. It's like kind of it's shaved different. It's like very comfortable. Ooh. It's a fucking the neck joint's beautiful.
I can't wait to look at it.
But your favorite guitar right now is your Ibanez, right?
My Ibanez with the Evertune.
That's amazing.
That thing is, it screams. And it's not for solos, it's for rhythm. Because I have it set, that you could set it two ways, but I have it set so it just never goes out of tune.
Ever.
Ever. It's incredible.
When are you going to play a fucking show?
I don't know, man. I should.
You should.
I really fucking should.
Mac will play drums for you just for a show.
Hmm.
His whole band's doing a fucking thing. Oh, shh, on the DL.
His new band?
No. He isn't a new band, though.
He was telling me. I'm glad. It sounds like he's having fun.
But the old band's going to be a thing. Shh, it's a secret. By the time this comes out, you'll probably know. So I'm just why I'm talking shit.
Well, I'm excited for him.
Yeah, we're like, this is episode 113. I think 105 just came out or some shit. So
yes.
We're like 8 weeks behind.
And that
was
with me.
Yes! The Return of Philadelphia.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. Poor Mark got shut down.
it happens.
Were you ever a Tiger King guy ever? Did you like it at
all?
Yeah,
I loved it. There's another one
coming. I know! Let's talk about that. Thoughts?
I don't know. I haven't seen any previews or coming attractions. I want to go in not knowing anything.
I haven't seen any previews either.
I want to be surprised at what happens. It's a shame the one handler died. You know, the dude with the long hair?
I do.
That must have been drugs, I guess. I don't know.
That's what I follow the Instagram of the Tiger King.
Oh, really?
So he tells them on the telephone what to post, and they post up what he says. And he's like, that motherfucker died from drugs, motherfucker. Like, he's very upset. He's
such a vile man.
Who is?
The Tiger King.
I love Tiger King.
He doesn't have any nice words to say about anybody. He's just mean.
No, because when Rome's burning, they all fucking, like, abandon him. Now, the thing of it is, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you do. He hired these people off of Craigslist.
Yes.
And they're all convicts.
Yeah.
So he's like, listen, you get a free place to live and you get to handle tigers. Food, and
you got to pick it out the dumpster.
And you kind of get paid. Like, we're not really going to pay you. You get like $40 a week. $40. Yeah, but it's a free place to live. You're like, oh, it's not bad. I can do that for a little while. And then you want to be around the tigers and shit. I don't know, man. It's a thing. It's a thing.
I couldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. Food. I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to fucking hang out.
They look at me like, oh, that one's going to trip soon.
If they're fed, which they're not, they wouldn't be like that, but they're definitely not fed.
Did you see how they fed them? They get the dumpster scraps
from
supermarkets.
But they don't care. Like,
yeah, but that's not enough food.
Oh, it's a true story.
They said it in the thing. They never eat enough. I felt so bad for those tigers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
A little bit. I mean, now I don't give a fuck, but.
Because I have friends. For a minute. I have friends where, like, the wife is obsessed with cats, so the guy's not allowed to watch Tiger King because it upset her. And I was like, well, that sucks. This is pretty cool to watch. Like, just the meth guy.
See, I don't have any teeth, and I love meth. And I never liked men sexually.
Oh, Meth Batista.
That wrestler. Guy.
Or actor. Wrestling actor.
They said it was Vin Diesel without teeth.
I always heard it was Batista without teeth, because that's what he looks like.
They're making a new Guardians 3.
Good.
I'm pretty excited.
Good. Their Venom apparently introduces how Venom crosses into the Spider-Man universe.
I heard bad stuff about that fucking
movie.
Sinister
Six.
I heard bad stuff, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, if kids like it, that's all that matters. My kid has a good time when he goes to see it this Sunday with his friends. That's all I care about.
What theater would he go to?
Something in South Philly.
Because Riverview's closed.
No, I don't know. They're going to a Jersey theater.
With the friends.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it other than I was going to take them to the Pumpkin Lynn Villa Orchards Sunday.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Rez is going with his friends for a birthday party to movie theater to see Venom. So I'm like, okay, well, Monday then.
So I guess my question is, he's at that age. Is he still want to hang out with his dad, or is he getting to the point where he's like, I just want to hang out with my friends?
With the autism, it's he wants to see me because, you know, he doesn't. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes he wants to see me, sometimes he doesn't. So he's kind of a 13-year-old.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you.
Like when I, you know, kiss him goodbye, you know, like on the back of the head when I'm leaving for work, he doesn't want nothing to do with that. And that's kind of why I do it. You know, give him the kiss on the back of the head as I'm walking by. He'll like duck down and go, ah. And that's funny. I just got to mess with him.
Well, do you remember when your parents did that shit to you and you hated it?
Oh, yeah.
Now you're that guy.
Now I get to do it back.
Ah! Oh. That's not a good way to look at it there, Philadelphia.
I know. I'm a dick.
All right, we're getting close. We're getting close.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the great and powerful Norm MacDonald passed away.
Dirty Work is one of my favorite movies
great
ever.
Great movie, right? And Bob made it. He was the director, the guy from fucking, what the fuck's the name of that show? Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the name
Funny
of the show.
Full House.
Full House.
Full House. America's Funniest.
No, but he's the Full House guy.
Artie Lang was great in that, too.
Yes. And then you had the fucking old man. What are you, a baby gorilla? It's fucking awesome. I'm sad. I'll tell you this. I spent the last couple of weeks listening to a lot of Norm MacDonald on YouTube. Now, between you and I was spending the last year listening to Norm MacDonald. And mostly the stories about Norm. Dude, he was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
In a good way. He was on SNL, so he was kind of famous. And Brewer was new to SNL at the time. And they were brought into some college. And they were getting like an obscene amount of money. Like, listen, all the kids and the families of the college professors and everyone is here tonight. It was like family day at the college, you know? And they're like, Norm, don't swear, you know? He's like, yeah, I got it. Drinking coffee and shit backstage. So Brewer goes out. He doesn't swear. He does like goat boy and shit. And then it's Norm's turn. He goes on. He's like, oh, my God.
Can I just hold up? Goat boy was the unfunniest goddamn thing ever.
No,
sorry.
That was his thing. What
it
are you
just
gonna do?
Sucked.
You ruined my story for that.
I'm sorry. Oh. I just had to say it.
So he goes out. And he's like, oh my God, there, you see a bunch of faggots here around the college? All this gay anal fucking sex here. It's awful there. You know? Have you seen it? And the kids and the family's like, oh. And Norm just goes off. He's like, I wasn't allowed to curse, but I was just saying faggots. I don't know what you're offended about there. And it just to piss them off. Like, oh, that is the great Norm MacDonald. He would go on The View and just fuck with Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, President Clinton, he killed man. You know,
and she's I
like,
saw that.
You should stop. He's like, I thought it was public record that everyone knew he killed a man, you know?
Oh.
And he was Canadian, so he didn't really care. He was a big George Bush fan, which is cray cray.
Which is odd. Oh, it's been a great episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 113 of the Vex on Vex podcast. The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. Philadelphia, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me back.
Welcome back into the fold. Be groovy, be safe, and this is VexX telling you to stay frosty.